Country Bob FM.
Here we go. Almanac time. Welcome, greetings, salutations. Good morning. Today's almanac. Getting it going here at 8:35 officially.
And it's brought to you by, should we do that real quick?
Who is that again?
Good idea.
Kurt Weers and the...
It's United Country Real Estate is what it is. And they're located in Annandale. It's the Annandale location.
That's perfect.
With Kurt Weers running the show there. United Country Real Estate in Annandale.
Thank you, Kurt.
Bring you the almanac. Without him, there would be no almanac.
Well, I wouldn't have the same pizzazz.
Right. Well, I would lose my cut. And then he wouldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm trimming some off the top.
Yeah.
Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 88th day. They call that under the table, Neil.
Oh,
it's under the table. March 29th, 88th day of the year, 277 days until the end of the year. 1848, just for, well, we knew what the reason was, but a lot of people didn't know what the reason. You know, they showed up, they wanted to take a look, and they were a tourist at Niagara Falls. All of a sudden, things stopped flowing. How would you like to go out of your way to go visit Niagara Falls? It's a great honeymoon spot. And all of a sudden you get there and it's not flowing.
It's like a drippy faucet.
Well, it freezes every year.
It still flows, though.
Still flows.
Yeah, I was there in the middle of the winter. We went to Rochester, New York on our way to Hamilton. Yeah. We stopped there. Yeah, there's too much water flow for it to freeze. But it stopped flowing on this date, 1848, because of an ice jam.
That was the first
Niagara
time
River.
Ever.
First time ever.
Yeah.
So a guy shows up in his barrel. He's going to go over it in his barrel.
Yeah.
And there's no water. Kind of a problem.
And nobody could tweet it out that there was.
Not at that time.
At 1848. There was
1848.
No Twitter.
1882. If you're a member of the Knights of Columbus, it's kind of a big day for you today because the Knights of Columbus first chartered in Connecticut.
Sure.
1882. Mm-hmm. 1951, you've heard of the Rosenbergs?
Yes.
They were traitors to our country.
Cheaters.
They were spying for the Soviet Union, nuclear secrets, and various other things. I believe they were trying to also get the Colonel's recipe.
Oh, or the 11
herbs and spices. I believe that was one of the other things that they were trying to export.
Get a rope.
To Mother Russia. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg on this date, 1951, convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage.
Yeah.
They were later executed, and they were executed by using Old Sparky. Electric chair Old Sparky at Sing Sing Prison.
Yep.
June 9th, 1953. So they were on death row there for more than 2 years. 1962, we said goodbye to Jack Parr.
Now from New York, it's the Jack Parr Show with Robert Farrell, Buddy Hackett, Alexander King, Jose Mellis in his orchestra, and yours truly, Hugh Downs.
Hugh Downs.
That's quite a lineup.
Yeah, Buddy Hackett.
Yeah. That was Hugh Downs. He was his Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Pretty much for Jack Parr. And then, of course, Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon would then take over later on in 1962. Jack Parr, that was his last show. That was the actual open to the last show on this date, 1962.
So this wasn't where he walked out and came back.
No, that
this
was a couple of years earlier.
This was his
right. And he had he did a different show than both Steve Allen and Johnny Carson. It was much more politically charged. They were more kind of political comments. That's why he walked off the set in 1960. Johnny Carson just brought in a little bit of a lighter tone.
Sure.
Jack Parr never really got along with the producers and NBC, and people were after him in the press and all those other things. He just got tired of it and walked away.
Yep.
And then later on in interviews, he said it was the worst thing he ever did. He never should have walked away from The Tonight Show. He could have been on there for another 30 years.
Yeah, he was relatively young.
He was. So Jack Parr left as the host of The Tonight Show. Of course, if he hadn't left, we may never have gotten to know Johnny Carson, although he had already been doing some national TV. He probably would have found a way somewhere. Maybe on another network or something, but
or
game show host or something. That was back in 62 and 71. Jury in L.A. recommended the death penalty for Charles Manson and three female followers. Four later had their sentence commuted. 1983, I never had the patience for Rubik's Cube.
Me neither.
Never had the patience for it. Never. I didn't even have the patience to take the stickers off and then put them on.
Yeah.
I didn't have the patience for that.
After about 5 minutes of it,
yeah,
I took
I'm
and
done with
fired
it
against the wall and shattered it into a million pieces.
Erno Rubik,
done with it,
granted a patent for his magic cube, became known as Rubik's Cube back in 1983. Some kid took it apart and then came up with this system on how to because you could then see how it's made, and mm-hmm. he had the inner globular middle and then the outer ones, and he realized how they rotated and how you got him into the right position, wrote a book and made millions on how to break the Rubik's Cube curse. That was back in 83. 1987, this is a big day in wrestling. They set an indoor attendance record at the Silver Dome. Let's go to Pontiac.
The greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's
I don't believe it.
Jesse didn't believe it.
I don't believe it.
I'm dropping a big leg. Over for the cover.
It's over.
The incredible Hulk Hogan beats Andre the Giant in the main event. The Silver Dome, Pontiac, indoor attendance record of some 93,000.
Wow.
136 packing inside of the Silver Dome.
Is that where he picked up
the Giant? Yeah, he slammed the Giant, which I don't care how what you say about wrestling, 500 pounds dead weight like that.
For Hulk to pick him up.
Even and though Andre may have helped a little bit with a little jump or a little jump. Brace, you know, on the side, that's still quite a lot of, yeah. That's quite a bit of weight for him to body slam.
500 and some pounds, and he picks him up.
All kinds of great stories on how that match kind of led up, and Andre the Giant didn't want to lose. He had never lost, blah, 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 but Hogan ended up winning in 11 minutes, 43 seconds. That, to me, is the greatest WrestleMania ever.
For sure.
WrestleMania
3. Gotta be
19. I didn't see many after that. I may have seen WrestleMania 4, then after that I started to kind of lose track and lose interest. 1992, our soon to be president said this:
when I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
He never did.
I bet.
So there he is, Bill Clinton, 1992. He did not inhale.
None of them did. Wasn't that kind of what all the presidents said?
Right.
Inhaled it.
He was just practicing later on so he could again lie. What we were talking about Monica Lewinsky, right? He did not have relations. So that was 1992. 94, Jimmy Johnson stepped down.
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Well, he apparently wasn't excited enough that he wasn't going to stick around.
Right, he'd had enough.
He'd had enough. Couple of Super Bowl championships.
Yep, he did fine.
The 1994, wanted to spend some time on his boat. Yep. As he resigned as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys back in 1994. 2005, we lost this guy, this date, 05.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
It's Johnny Cochran, renowned attorney, best known for his work in the OJ trial. He died after a long battle with cancer.
Yep.
Go ahead.
He was 67, Brittany.
If you have Netflix, you should really check out The People versus O.J. Simpson.
I'm hearing good things.
So good. We're like halfway through it right now, and it's really good.
Now, see, check instead of that, I didn't watch that, but I watched the one that ESPN did.
Yeah.
They did an O.J. Simpson, like a 5 or 6-parter, which was good, too.
Well, this is a reenactment, so it's not like a documentary.
Right, and it's somewhat dramatized. They dramatized
it
a little bit. I mean, you got David Schwimmer playing Robert Kardashian.
Which is so funny to me, because it's Robert Kardashian and then it's Ross on top of it.
we were on a break.
Yeah, right.
Fine with me. Who plays O.J.? Is it Cuba Gooding?
Cuba Gooding Jr., yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Might have to check that out.
Thelma Blair plays Kris Jenner.
I think we're paying for Netflix, Hulu, and every other online service, so I might as well.
Might as well check it out. It's really good.
So Johnny Cochran died on this date, 2005. Patty Duke died on this date as well.
Oh, yes.
That was 2016. She was 69. You can never forget her as Helen Keller in the Miracle Worker.
That's how she kind of got her start.
Let's move on to birthdays today. Never got into the whole zombie thing. The show The Walking Dead. What's that on AMC?
Yeah.
Yes.
Scott Wilson, who plays he's the veterinarian Herschel on The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he was killed off, but maybe he came back as a zombie. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't do a whole lot of research into it. I don't watch the show, but I can tell you that the actor Scott Wilson, he was also in Pearl Harbor, Dead Man Walking, Junebug, 75 today. He was, it was him and John Cleese and maybe Graham Chapman. Those are kind of the three big guys when it comes to Monty Python.
Good evening and welcome to the Money Program. Tonight on the Money Program, we're going to look at money. Lots of it, on film and in the studio. Some of it in nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. Some of it neatly counted into fat little hundreds, delicate fibres stuffed into bulging wallets, nice, crisp, clean checks, pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets, romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity.
It took me a while to warm up to the British humor. I started with Benny Hill, and then it kind of went over to Monty Python as I got older. Eric Idle is 74 today. Look on the brighter side of life, the Holy Grail, Meaning of Life, Life of Brian. Those movies are just absolutely hilarious.
Fantastic.
Eric Idle is 74 today for a member of the Monty Python troupe. The gentleman known best as Vangelis. He's got a real name, but they call him Vangelis. I'm jealous that he's Vangelis.
Yeah.
Born on this date, 1943. He is 74 today. Guy gave us the Chariots of Fire. Huh. Vangelis, Chariots of Fire.
Yeah.
Oscar award winning.
I'm familiar with it, yes. Okay.
So happy birthday to him. How about this guy? Do you remember this song?
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climbed,
they were just seasons out of time.
Good stop there.
Goodbye, Papa. Please pray for me. Mm-hmm. I was the black sheep of the family. Anyway, Terry Jacks is 73 today, and he just had to go through a fake death hoax on Facebook this past weekend.
What?
Yes. They had posted somewhere, said passed away, and then he had to come out, and his publicist had to come out, his family had to come out. No, he is very much alive.
Oh, wow.
And the funny thing is, he was a Canadian, and he didn't do a lot of touring and was kind of a recluse, or, you know, was kind of in hiding all the time, didn't come out in public very often. So there were people in the U.S. back in the late 70s who would go around saying that they were Terry Jacks and perform concerts. Not huge concerts, but in small little venues.
So make a little money.
You had all these Terry Jacks imposters
interesting.
Going out and about singing his only hit. One hit wonder.
Yeah.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. 73 today. Walt Frazier, 72. Your thoughts? You watched him, I'm sure, in your early days of enjoying NBA basketball.
He was one of my very favorite players. Clyde, they called him. And I read his book called Clyde, all about the New York Knicks that won the NBA title.
Did he play electric bass at all?
No. Not different Clyde.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, he was a great guard, great and a fashion icon in the 70s.
Well, of course, now he's doing Just for Men.
Just for Men. With,
you know, getting that gray out of the hair. Going to wash that gray right out of their hair.
He's a great player. Great player with the Knicks. Helped them to their world championships. Willis Reed, Dave DeBuscher.
Of course. I think wasn't, what's his name on that team, too? Jackson, the coach?
Yeah, Phil Jackson. Phil Jackson. Was a teammate, yep.
All right, so he's 72. That's Bobby Kimball, one of the guys who did much of the singing in the group Toto. Off of the album Toto 4. And your little dog, too, Bobby Kimball.
I have
Kimball.
The album.
Yes, I had the tape from the Columbia Record and Tape Club. I wore that baby out.
I'll bet.
A lot of good hits. Of course, Africa is on there. Bobby Kimball is 70 today. The guy had thighs like tree trunks. Earl Campbell. Mm.
Powerful.
That Monday night game where his jersey was just all shredded. Yes. And he was running over guys. And now he's had some issues with his health. He is 62. Houston Oilers.
Yeah, I think he can hardly walk now.
Houston Oilers. Earl Campbell is 62, one of the great running backs of all time. Brendan Gleeson of 62 is 62 today. Let's go to the wizarding world of Harry Potter, shall we?
Sure.
Yes, Alistair please. Moody. Alistair Moody. Ex-Auror, Ministry Malcontent, and your new defense against the dark arts teacher.
Yeah, you need that. You need defense against the dark arts. He's playing Professor Alistair Mad-Eye Moody there in Harry Potter. He is 62 today.
Happy birthday. I like the nickname, Mad-Eye.
If you've seen the movie, he's got a crazy eye. It's just wild and crazy. Kurt Thomas, the old gymnast, is 61. You know, I grew up thinking that Kurt Thomas and Richard Thomas were brothers because somebody, I think when I was a kid, said, yeah, that's John Boy's brother. Oh, they must have been pulling what I do now.
Yeah.
Meaning throwing, slinging total BS.
Right, right. No relation.
I've looked everywhere. No, there's no relation to Kurt Thomas and John Boy Richard Thomas. But Kurt Thomas, well-known Olympic gymnast, and it brings back the horror of my youth in middle school Phi Ed to go through the gymnastics unit.
I was not good at
balance
it.
Beam, pommel horse,
rings.
Parallel bars.
We even had the rings, which
I was 150 pounds in sixth grade. I'm not doing that stuff.
No.
Not doing the floor exercise. I can't do a cartwheel.
Right on.
And I refuse to do a cartwheel.
Yeah.
Big question is, do they still force young boys into the gymnastics unit?
I don't think we ever had.
It's been a little while. But I don't think we ever had that.
Absolute embarrassment. Huh. If you wonder why I am the way I am these days, it's because of events like that.
Yeah.
Just total humiliation.
Right on.
Should be banned. Now, Kurt Thomas, feel free to go about and do your somersault and your cartwheels and the Thomas Flair and all the other stuff.
Do it all.
All right. Amy Sedaris, you know the show Strangers with Candy? She kind of played a goofy adult, kind of funny looking. It was a TV show and a movie. She is 56 today. The model, Elle McPherson. 53 today. Happy birthday to Elle McPherson, lovely.
Still attractive, yes.
She's been on a few SI covers.
Yes, she has.
SI swimsuit editions.
I love this guy's voice. Great singer.
It's a great song. Johnny Popper from Blues Traveler.
Yes.
Big hit in about 94.
Uh-huh.
Might be estimating. Somewhere in that vicinity. Could have been 97. Those are the 2 years coming to mind. He's 50 today. He's the big 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Xena, Warrior Princess.
Sure.
Lucy Lawless, 49.
Anyone who tries to stop me is going to eat my sword.
Ooh. You don't want to eat her sword. Lucy Lawless is 49. Happy birthday to her. Never watched that show. It was on syndication. It was first run syndication. Is what they called it. I think it was like on Channel 23 or 45 or one of those back in the day.
Was that kind of a spinoff from the Hercules? That
it was right out of, with Kevin Sorbo. Yeah. Kevin Sorbo. It was right in there.
Yeah.
It was right in there. If it wasn't a spinoff, it was something similar. They were trying to capitalize on the success of Kevin Sorbo's Hercules.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Lucy Lawless, 49. 48 today for this guy.
My love. My love.
Grady Seals, he's from the Great Seals family. Dan, Jim, Troy, Elephant. Johnny Duncan is his uncle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We're going to see him if he's still with Little Texas. I don't know if he's in there.
He's like their keyboardist, and he did some vocals singing My Love there. Brady Seals, 48 today.
Little Texas coming to Red's Irish Pub this August.
Jennifer Capriati is having a birthday today. She is 41 today. She's 41.
Tennis star.
Was very young, got going, and then had some run-ins with the police and some legal issues. Some run-ins with the law, and then she had to retire really young. She had injuries or something. She got burned out. She's kind of the Tracy Austin syndrome there. So happy birthday to her. She is 41. And comedian, he was so funny on the show Undateable. It was on NBC. It's a great show. Yeah, yet another show that we watched religiously and then got unceremoniously canceled.
I never even heard of that.
Chris D'Elia, 37 today. He's also a stand-up comic.
Gangsters. Why do gangsters laugh at nothing? They do that. They'll just be like, yeah, what up, son? Ha, ha!
Chris D'Elia, 37. Happy birthday today.
Pretty good bit right there.
Go ahead.
All right, gone but not forgotten. Our fourth president of our very own United States was a gentleman by the name of John Tyler.
Tippy Canoe and Tyler too.
He was born on this day, 1790.
Now, I might be mistaken, but I believe he was the vice president under William Henry Harrison when he died 40 days into his, and he became president. He was the vice president under William Henry Harrison when he died 40 days into his into his administration because he didn't wear his jacket at the so he might have been the one, you know, because he didn't wear the jacket at the inauguration, so maybe he was one. Maybe he hid his jacket.
He might have.
He wanted to become president so bad because he had battled his way through the Whig party, and then he became vice president. Maybe he hid.
He could have.
Maybe he hid.
Said, I will just put this jacket somewhere
where nobody can find it.
He got all pneumonia. All a part of my evil plan.
It was a nefarious plan.
Yeah. John Tyler, 1790. Former Baseball Hall of Famer, Denton Cy Young. Considered by many to be the greatest pitcher in baseball history.
Although, how many wins does he have? 500-some wins?
511 wins. Walter Johnson is second, I believe. But, you know, he pitched from like 1890 to, you know, 1910 or 12.
It was dead ball era.
It was, he pitched for the Cleveland Spiders, the Boston Rustlers, you know. But he was very, very good, obviously.
If Nolan Ryan would have pitched in that era,
well,
who knows?
Yeah, he would have been tough to handle. But Cy Young, certainly one of the greats. Nobody's going to touch 511 wins.
Even Kyle Gibson might win 12 games.
Right. In that. Maybe. 1867 for Cy Young. He lived well into his 80s. He lived, he had to be a ripe old age. Former First Lady. We do have a First Lady on the list today. Lou Hoover. Lou, L-O-U.
Lou Hoover.
Yes, President Herbert Hoover's
wife. Nice alliteration.
1874. He was Frank DeFazio on Laverne and Shirley. Remember Phil Foster?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Of course I do. He was Laverne's father, and he owned and operated the Pizza Bowl, where the whole crew would hang out.
Sure.
Laverne, Shirley, Lenny, Squiggy, the Big Ragu, Carman Raguso, they were all there at the Pizza Bowl. Good pizza there, too.
Nice.
And cold shots beer.
Yeah, well, in Milwaukee, you know, you got to have it. Phil Foster, his name. He was born on this day, 1914. A legendary racehorse. Didn't he win the Triple Crown? Or maybe it was just because of everything he, you know, his whole life.
He was Man O' War.
Man O' War, born on this day, 1917. Jazz singer Pearl Bailey was born on this day, 1918. She would show up on most of the talk shows.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Won't you come home? She moaned the whole day long. I'll do the cooking.
Bill Bailey was no relation.
No. There's jazz singer Pearl Bailey. Yeah, you remember her. She was on Carson and the Merv Griffin Show. You name it, she made the circuit. 1918, she was born on this day. Walmart founder Sam Walton, he made some dough. He celebrates his same day, same year as Pearl Bailey, 1918.
He would roll around in his grave if he knew how often people would not put their products back where they got them.
Oh,
at Walmart.
Yeah. Just leave them.
Just leave them wherever. There's a loaf of bread in the tire department. There's a tire next to the deodorant. All of a sudden, they realize they don't need it.
Yeah.
And they don't have the decency to go put it back. We'll have one of the workers do it, and they'll just throw it.
Box of Bugles in the lace underwear.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. I don't like it.
Please
I don't
be a good
it.
Member of society.
Just leave it at the cashier and just tell them you don't want it.
Yep.
They'll have somebody professionally put it back. Sam Walton, 1918. On this day, you have a can of it in your beer collection.
Yes, in my beer can collection, packed away somewhere in the gym archives.
Okay.
Is a can of Billy beer.
Nice. Well,
I was too young to drink it, but you tell me it was awful.
I didn't like Billy beer at all.
You didn't. No, was it bitter? Was it watery? Yeah. Did it just have a bad aftertaste?
Bad aftertaste. Bad pretaste. Bad was it current taste?
Was it better? Aftertaste. Was it better than preferred stock?
I don't know about preferred stock.
How about North Star beer? That was a good Minnesota beer, North Star.
I didn't.
Kegelbrau?
Kegelbrau was bad. This reminded me of Kegelbrau, as a matter of fact. Billy Beer and Kegelbrau were very similar, both awful. Former presidential brother Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, who found his way into the news on many occasions. He was born on this day, 19. 19- 37. They're all gone.
Gone, but not forgotten. Brittany, get us out of here.
I have very few facts here. Run Around by Blues Traveler, you were right. It was featured on the 1994 album of Blues Traveler.
Wonderful.
Also, Brady Seals left Little Texas way back in 1995.
What was he thinking?
Yeah.
I knew he left. He wanted to start a solo career.
He did, yeah, and he had like a top 30 hit. He didn't have a... Didn't do much.
Yeah, he hasn't done much since then either.
So he's
another
back.
Me, another you, or something like that was the title of his. So
another you, another me.
Okay.
He's not back then.
That's his only solo top 40 hit that he's had.
He's gone and soon to be forgotten as far as Little Texas. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
All right, very good. How about some Hank Jr.? He's got a little Dixie on his mind. Let's whistle a little Dixie here.
I like it.
Bob FM. Bob-a-thon with Neil Freeman coming up.